message.
Hello, my name is Mark, and I am a recovering negativity addict. It's been 46 days since my last full-blown rant about how Mondays are a scam invented by the calendar industry. And that's progress, right? Negativity used to run my life. I'd wake up, stub my toe, and think, of course the universe hates me. Traffic? Well, that's a personal attack. Spilled coffee? Proof that the world is out to get me. I lived in a constant state of, why is everything terrible and why is it always happening to me? Basically, I was Eeyore, but with Wi-Fi and unlimited access to Twitter. Here's the thing. Negativity is sneaky, so sneaky. It feels so good. There is this rush when we complain, and there are always a choir of people around who will gladly join us in our song of woe. And that's what I call camaraderie. You start with something small, like, the weather sucks today. And before you know it, you're spiraling into, and another thing, why does my neighbor's dog bark like it's auditioning for a horror movie? It's addictive. But negativity is not free, my friends. Oh no. It costs us our peace, our relationships, and any chance of being invited to brunch because apparently nobody likes sitting next to the doom and gloom guy. My rock bottom was realizing I'd turned into the kind of person who could find fault in puppies. Puppies, people! My friend showed me a picture of her new golden retriever and I said, ugh, they shed so much. Now, who does that? So, I decided to change. I went cold turkey. Well, lukewarm turkey. Change is hard, okay? I started with small steps. Instead of complaining about traffic, I said, wow, look at all these people who also hate their jobs. Now that's solidarity. Instead of criticizing my friend's questionable haircut, I said, that's bold. Baby steps. Do I miss my negativity sometimes? Of course. There's this weird comfort in being miserable. But now, when I feel that urge to nitpick or complain, I just take a deep, deep breath and ask myself, do I really need to turn this minor inconvenience into a 10-minute tirade? And the answer is, usually no. Recovery is not perfect. I still slip up. Just last week, I caught myself saying, oh great, another sunny day. Must be global warming. But the difference now is, I notice it. I pause. And then I move on instead of spiraling. So, to any of you out there who might be struggling with negativity, know this, you are not alone. Change is possible. And while positivity won't fix everything, it makes life a heck of a lot lighter. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go compliment my barista, even if they spell my name wrong again. It's Mark, not Mark. Mark, M-A-R-K. Why is that so hard? One day at a time, Mark. One day at a time.